As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Shedeur Sanders.
He's the most interesting player in this draft tonight, probably.
Yeah, how far is he going to fall? I'll just tell you, sometimes the betting markets can give you a little bit of an insight on where people believe certain players are going to go. And 4 days ago, Shedeur Sanders' over-under to get selected was 8.5, meaning he was either going to be pick 9 or later on the over, or 8 or earlier on the under. That number is now set at over under 21.5. Huge difference, swing.
Oh, of course, what do you mean, right where the Steelers pick at 21?
That's why the number is a number. But think about that. That's a few days ago, we were talking about could he go 9, and that was where the benchmark was set on the betting end. So that's a huge, huge shift. It's at this point, you're almost where nobody expects him to be drafted inside the top 10 anymore.
This is either the single greatest or one of the single greatest smoke screens of the last 10 years, or what's happening is teams have fallen out of love with him. Because there's reports that, you know, like the Saints, like you said, don't want him, or the other teams are hesitant. I will say some of the negative stuff, I still think goes back to what you said in the Colorado. And I'm more and more convinced all of these teams are going to regret not taking Sanders. Because the petty stuff I'm hearing coming out of these meetings, I heard Todd McShay, he was on a podcast yesterday, and he was talking about what he heard from three different NFL teams that all followed this same model, and what he heard was, is that he didn't care what these teams thought about him. I'm like, and? I'm sorry, does he have to care about, like, does he have to kiss your ass in order to take it? The film is there, he's a confident player. I don't need my quarterback to kiss my ass. I don't need to, like, make you like me. I understand that's a part of, like, being drafted, but that shouldn't be the reason why you don't draft someone, in my opinion. That has been his mentality this entire time. Like, you want to talk about his arm strength or some of these other things that could be a problem, that's fine. He's got real criticisms from a football.
That's
the ball
what we've
too
been
long
saying.
And those things. But, like, they're holding the personal stuff driving his value down. Otherwise, right, he would be a top 10 pick.
And that's where it seems like it has gone, is more on the personal end with some of the stuff that's come out in the last 48 to 72 hours about him. Yeah, it feels like, what did he say that upset you, or did you have a bad relationship with his father, Dion? Like, what happened? But if you want to just talk football in, and you're like, hey man, the guy, you know, doesn't do this well, those are fair criticisms. I'm not saying he's going to be a Hall of Famer or an All Pro by any means. I also don't think he's going to be one of the worst quarterbacks drafted in the last 5 years, which is kind of where, like, people are going off
the cliff.
I think
it'll be like the 15, like, you know, like a medium level starter in the NFL, if you made me predict right now.
Yeah. So, like, I think ultimately for him, the one thing, if you're looking for a positive, you would say is, hey, the guy doesn't turn the ball over. Yeah, his turnover worthy plays were as low as you can get of any quarterback. But there's other questions, right? Like, there's other questions about him. There's a reason why he's not going to be a top 5 pick and be the first quarterback off the board. I still think, I don't know where you guys are at. Do you still believe he's the second quarterback off? Or do you think Jackson Dart is going to end up being the second quarterback off the board?
I don't know. I'm too torn. Like, this is one of those ones, like, we'll talk bets later. This is a do not bet, because, like, I'm just not sure enough what these teams think about Sanders from that perspective. I think there's like a 50-50 chance he's the second quarterback. I think it just depends on which team really loves Dart versus which of these teams have been negging Sanders as an effort to get him down to their pick, right? And there are some. Like, we know for a fact that the teams do this. somebody is joining in on the let's trash Sanders camp because they actually do like him versus these other teams, which I think are being honest about not being interested in him as a quarterback prospect. I was surprised from the beginning. I don't think Cam Ward is a significantly better football prospect than Sanders. Like, I think they both have different flaws, but they definitely both have flaws. And so I'm surprised that there's this level of separation between the two. And I feel like if I were a team, I'd be like, God, Sanders at 21. Okay, sure.
I really wonder if it's the whole, like, how he presents himself. I think
he's confident slash arrogant, no doubt.
That is ultimately, because I think you're right, Cody. There really is not much separation. And honestly, if you look at it, Shador was under duress more, some of it his own doing, but he was under duress more than really any other quarterback, mm-hmm. and he still threw like 70% completion. Like he was, in terms of accuracy, the best quarterback in college football.
I do think the Steelers are the most logical team. I think they trade up, maybe. I don't know, you'd always wait till 21.
I don't know if they're going to have to trade up anymore.
I know. Is that where everyone thinks he's going, the Steelers?
A week or so ago, I would have thought the Steelers would have had to trade up. But if you buy, and this is where it's tough to figure out, like are you buying the rumors or are you selling the rumors? And what's real, what's fake? I think now they may not even have to trade up for him. I don't buy, though, that Sanders has fallen out of the first round. I still think we're getting...
You've seen that today in a couple mocks that come out today. They don't even have him at all in that first round.
That would be... I mean, by the way, if all of a sudden he slid to Friday and we're sitting here tomorrow morning and Sanders is still on the board...
Oh, the Giants should take
The Giants should, and by the way, all of a sudden that pick becomes... like that becomes a very good pick the second round.
I think you're sitting at 31 and Sanders is still there... The odds of the Chiefs trading out are significantly higher. Look, Dart and Texline's missing Shuck, right? And his name keeps coming up.
Oh, the 26-year-old. Quarterback.
I mean, teams.
Yeah.
He is reportedly maybe the most pro ready. I hope so. He's been in college like he's a damn doctor. He's about 30 years old. I hope he's the most pro ready. Like, you know, it's always the same thing. I would never. Like, if I were a GM, if you were over the age of 26, you were off of my board at quarterback unless it's, like, the fourth round or later. Just pass. Like, I'm just not going to do it. Like, it's just an immediate no. But, like, everybody operates a little bit different. This is a really difficult, like we said at the beginning of this, this is a really difficult draft to produce because we all agree there are, like, four elite talents. Let's include Cam Ward in this because most people kind of put him in there, too. Hunter, Carter, Genty. If you're feeling nice, Graham. The end. That's it. Everyone else is a dude. Everyone else falls in the same heavy wash.
Yeah, again,
so predicting is going to be very difficult.
Mm-hmm. It's a starter draft, not a star draft. Good news for the Chiefs. They probably were never getting a star at pick 31 right away, right? Their goal, with the picks they have and what Brett Veach has done well, drafting guys that can be starters for multiple years. The reason why the dynasty has extended the way it has, of course, Andy Reid and Mahomes, but it's because they have found starter after starter in the draft, and especially sometimes normally you're like, you got to find them at premium positions, but in a weird way, by having some of these guys at non-premium positions, you're not overspending in free agency for a linebacker. You're not overspending in free agency, typically at some of these other positions, running back, because you're hopefully drafting the non-premium as well and finding starters. Trey Smith, obviously, is the prime example of that. Now, Nick Bolton, they ended up paying, but he's a homegrown player, right? They didn't overpay in free agency to bring a player in. That's the key. As much as I would love for them to go find the next stud edge rusher. I hope they do at pick 31.
Please.
I think we all do.
I hope they find TJ Watt at pick 31.
Right.
Yeah.
But in general, you know, they got eight picks across, including the 3 7th round picks that they have. If they find three guys that we're talking 2 years from now that have been starting already and they're part of this extension new era, if you will, after 2025, then that's a very successful draft. That's a very successful draft. That's what they've been able to do well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.